In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. These words again that you just heard, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Would you help me tear down a wall? I don't know about you, but if someone asked me to do that, my first response would be, what kind of a wall? What's the purpose of the wall? Is it for decoration or to divide up a room? Walls obviously have different purposes. They may in fact serve for decoration or as pieces of art in homes or in places of business or schools or churches or whatever. They divide a building according to function, prevent noise from going from one place to another. They keep out the heat or the cold. They prevent bugs or other creatures from entering. They even separate us from one another for both good and bad reasons. Walls can serve as monuments or memorials, such as the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. Walls form mazes that can both challenge and confuse us. Walls in themselves can be ugly or beautiful. Walls can also be built that cannot be physically seen, but that separate even more than the walls of this chapel separate us from what's outside this building. So are you asking, what is the purpose of the wall you want us to help tear down? Is it a wall made of brick and stone? Or is it a psychological or emotional wall that keeps us separate from those people with whom we feel uncomfortable? I don't know about you, but the thought of that kind of wall makes me feel very uncomfortable. Do not such walls divide and separate, confuse and stifle, because by them some people are shut in and other people are shut out? For example, you wouldn't like it, would you, if the Board of Regents of this seminary decided to build a wall right down the center aisle of this chapel and then decided that those of you who get straight A's get to sit on the pulpit side and the rest of you on the other side. Want to move over? Guys, you want to move over? By the same token, none of us like the social or status walls that are built even between faculty and staff or administration or between those who have different likes and dislikes on a multitude of subjects. I don't like walls like that. Most of you join me in thinking that way. And yet there are times in our lives when we all, whether we care to admit it or not, try to keep out of our lives those who are different, those who threatened to disturb the status quo. So what kind of a wall am I asking you to help me tear down this morning? It doesn't take much thinking to answer that question, does it? The kind of walls that we need to tear down in our world and even here at this seminary are those that divide us from one another, those walls that prevent us from joyfully praying and worshiping together and supporting one another. And how are we to tear them down? Paul, in this first part of this section of Ephesians, is very clear. Listen, he says, I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. Do this with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with each other in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. It's obvious from what Paul is saying here that God's goal is that you and I live with a sense of dependence on the gifts that come from Christ: patience, humility, gentleness, compassion, love. God's goal is that we use those gifts to build each other up. And how do we do this? We don't. The Spirit of God works this in us. Yes, the Spirit of God, through word and through sacrament, connects us to one another and thus breaks down any walls that there might be among us, the walls of mistrust and envy and anger. There's no question, though, that it seems safer to live inside of walls rather than outside of them. It's much easier to just take care of our own problems as students or faculty or staff and not worry about anyone else other than ourselves. Walls are comfortable. Walls. God didn't call us into the church through baptism to build walls. The church has always torn them down. Tearing down walls. That's what Paul is doing here as he focuses our eyes on the death and resurrection of our Lord, on the message of love and forgiveness and life and salvation that our Lord, through his cross and resurrection, has brought to our world. Walls. Our walls of mistrust, lack of love and faith, our walls of selfishness and pride, those are the walls that Paul is trying to break down. If we do not allow those walls to stop us, if we do not allow our fears and insecurities to get in the way of our trust in our Lord, nothing can get in the way of our being equipped for the great mission of proclaiming Christ to our world. A painter of landscape scenes always kept in front of himself a number of precious stones: emerald, sapphire, ruby. Asked why, he replied, "To help me keep my colors true." In the course of time, he said, without some constant reference, my eyes might lose their perception of color tones, and the colors I choose might not be right, may not be what they once were. So it is with us in our living as members of the body of Christ, as students and faculty and staff of this seminary. Lest we wander off course, lest we major in minors, we need to have set before us constantly the light of God's love. Everything we do here must be built on Christ's life and resurrection, death and resurrection. In our Lord's life, death, and resurrection is where we see the power for living and working together. Is not this why we come here daily for chapel services? Do we not come here to seek a fresh, clear, undistorted view of our Lord? Do we not come here to be motivated by his life, his will, his way for us? Do we not from here take with us a strong and compelling vision of what our love ought to be? It can be no other way. This is the way it always is, when in him we grow and build each other up in love. And then only will the walls that divide and separate us be torn down. So, are you ready to tear down a wall? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.